How's everybody doing?
Good.
I'll tell you, these guys here, they were up all night, I believe, right? Yeah, they part of the night? All right. Ryan's even here yet, and his eyes look a little heavy. They had a youth retreat over the weekend, so that's what we're talking about here. So, looks like I got the wrong slide. There's the one I want. All right. Jumped one ahead. Must have bumped it. All right, well, I'm glad everyone's here today. You could have spent your time anywhere, but you chose to spend it here today, so that's a good segue into today's message. Okay, it's about time, and it is about time. It's about time we get serious about our faith and about why we have a life in Jesus and why we need a life in Christ. So that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit today, actually mostly sermon today on that. But just to let you know what's coming up, this Legacy series is a three-week series, and the first one is the money, as you know today, being good stewards of your money. And next week will be Pastor Brian talking. Wait a minute, we're timed today. Money's next week. Okay, we're not going to talk about money today. We'll let Brian do that. He can handle that part. But Brian will be here next week to talk about money, and Pastor Kim will be here the following week on the third week. And her title will be Serving God or Our Schedules. And that should be an interesting one. Sort of ties in with today's, with the use of our time and what we do with time. So that's what's coming up. And here's what it says on my slide. 3 weeks of encouragement to recognize our legacy in Christ and the vital role it plays in our legacy that we leave with our families and friends. As we go through today's message, be thinking of that. What legacy are you going to be leaving behind with your families and friends? And yes, my friends, we will all be leaving at some point from this good earth. But what are you going to be leaving behind so others will remember you? So as we go through the message today, think about that. Think about what you're doing now with your time and how that will transpire into the years ahead. So I want to take you down a trip down memory lane. And some of you guys in here may have been on at this Promise Keepers Live a Legacy conference. That was years ago. I'm surprised I even remembered it. If I wouldn't, the word legacy wouldn't have been in it, I probably wouldn't have. But it was a monumental part of my life, and that's why I really remembered it. Because it was before I became a pastor. It was when God was planting seeds in my life that I knew He was heading me in a direction. I didn't know what direction He was heading me in. But he was leading me to these Promise Keeper conferences. And Promise Keepers is an international men's ministry which focuses on God, country, community, family, not in that order necessarily, and yourself. And men sometimes, get off track a little bit. I don't know. I do sometimes. And I might get my priorities out of order. But this Live a Legacy conference really got me to focus on my priorities and what I was supposed to be doing with my life. And Live a Legacy, the conference just showed me that put God number one. God needs to be number one in your life and live your life for Him and with Him. Number two was my family. You got to be immersed in your family's life. You can't be on the outside. You got to be on the inside and help build that legacy. In your community, for yourself, you got to get involved. We men and women, children, youth, whatever, we got to get involved and use our time wisely. And that's what this conference was all about. This conference was crazy. And I remember how good it was and how it focused me, and I'm still focused to this day with putting God first, my family second, myself third. This is my priorities. You can put them any way you want. Then work in church, or those two and three can be mixed a little bit. But if I don't have my relationship with God and spending my time with God right, if I don't have things in order with my family, if I don't have things in order with myself, the other stuff I can't do. I can't do church, and I can't do my best at work, which is being here at church. So it got me to focus on how to use my time. And that's what I'm hoping today, that this helps you focus a little bit on how to use your time wisely. The time that God has given us is a gift. This time today that you're here to worship, it's a gift from God. I don't know if you thought about that or if you're thinking about lunch. You know, but that's okay. That's a time in your life as well. But today you chose to be here to worship God with this community of believers, and this is a special time for you and the church. So moving on, are we good stewards of time? That's going to be a question throughout this whole message. So I'd like to ask you to turn to Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 21. And this was a letter to the church of Ephesus. And it wasn't a reprimand, or it wasn't one of Paul's letters getting down on these people. It was a letter of encouragement. Okay, it was a letter written in AD 60. And Paul was telling this community to watch out for your time. There's good things and there's bad things. And you'll hear in these words that he has that some things a day could be evil as well. So open up your Bibles to that. We're going to just walk through this a little bit and unpack it a bit. Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 21. Here we go. Be very careful then how you live. Not in unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Okay, we're going to move back there to the very beginning of that in 15. And the foolish man finds happiness in a bottle and spends his time drinking and surrounding himself with worldly pleasures. Okay, this is pretty explicit here. It tells you that he's drinking and just living life as the world sees it to be good. But you can also get caught up with today's little traps as well, like the internet. You can get nailed. You can spend so much time on the internet, you forget about what's going on around you. You can do all this stuff. You can get in front of any screen and spend too much time. So that is again a waste of time. Just like this thing says about the guy with the bottle, you know, drinking his day away. You can watch your day away on an Xbox or on Facebook or any of those things. So we just got to watch. You know, those things are good in moderation, just like everything else. But we got to watch our time and how we spend it and things like that. So just moving on here to Ephesians 5, again, the 15 to 21, we're going to see what the wise man does. Now, the wise man found his happiness in being filled with the Spirit. Now, tell me, when you find out that you waste 5 hours doing something that really makes no difference in the world, or you spend 5 minutes with the Lord, you know, what feels better? You know, I get it if you're into video games and stuff, and I'm not knocking those. You know, I like Xbox and things like that. Matter of fact, I asked my family to get me an Xbox, believe it or not. But anyway, they wonder why too, yeah. But you can really get carried away with that time. But a wise person, if you're studying the Bible, you know, how rewarding and fulfilling is the Bible compared to something like that? I also collect stamps, and I can waste do 3 hours doing stamps. I know, that's from Xbox to stamps. Wow, I got quite a range, don't I? But anyway, I spend my time in a lot of different ways. But it doesn't matter what you do. If you don't watch your time, it can get away from you. That's what this evil part, this evil thing in this passage means. The day is evil. Yeah, it can be evil if we waste it. And if we go to the wrong things, if we're pulled to drinking, or we're pulled to drugs, or we're pulled to too much of this and too much of that, anything that isn't filled with the Spirit is sort of a time waster. Now, some of these things you can do with Jesus in your heart as well, but some you can't. It's how we spend our time and start building our legacy in the Lord. That's what today is all about. See, the early church was a singing church, just like we were doing earlier. It sounded great. It was a thankful church, the early church. The early church was a church where men honored and respected God and each other. the early church loved one another, worked with one another, did what they needed to do in Christ to be with one another. They saw each other in the light of Christ. They saw Jesus in the people they were surrounded with. Now look in this room, look around this room today. Do you see Jesus? And do you see each person in the light of Christ sitting here today? And some of you may say yes, some of you may say, I don't know. And that's a reasonable guess, a reasonable statement. But the point is, we're supposed to see the light of Jesus in each person that we see. Now, has time eroded the church of today? That's a good question. Has time eroded the church of today? You know, the Western Christian church is declining each and every year. It really is. Churches are closing their doors in the big cities at a phenomenal rate. Has time eroded the church of today? We're going to check that out a little bit as we unpack this. Are you using our time wisely? Are we using our time wisely? Think about that. Think about how you use your time, okay? Think about it for a minute. Are we using it wisely? Here's one. Taking the time to get to know one another. Isn't it hard to get to know people? I mean, for some people it comes natural, but I mean, really get to know people. Get to know who they are. I mean, you might have a lot of surface friends. You know what I mean. We all have surface friends. And then we have those people we really, really know. The early church really, really wanted to know people. The church of today, is that true? Taking the time to get to know one another takes an awful lot of time. And to get to know all you folks in here today, it would take all my time. It really would. But is it worth it to get to know one another? I think so. To go below the surface and get to know what really makes them tick. For you folks, I mentioned this at the first service. I'm going to mention it here too because I told them I would. I'm going to say, do you folks know those folks in the first service? Or have you taken the time to get to know those people in the first service? And have they taken the time to get to know you? See, these are some of the things that build up a church or bring it down. It's how we get to know one another and what makes us tick as a community. That's what really works. When you get to know each other and get to know what's down under the surface. You'll get an opportunity to do this and be in community at the congregational forum this Wednesday. I know you're saying another meeting. I know. But how do you spend your time? Do you spend your time building up this community or not? Do you care about this community or not? This is one place where you can come meet folks from the first service. They can meet you from the second service. And we come together as a community, as one. This is one place where it could start. Because we don't want to see this church be eroded by time and by uncaring hearts. So these are just two things I thought would fit right in here. That's why I mentioned them. And honoring God in all things, including our time, is the main thing. Are we honoring God in our time? He gives us 24 hours, 7 days a week to choose what we want to do. Now, isn't that pretty sweet? You can do whatever you want with those 24 hours that you get in a day. So do you use any of that time to honor God? Think about it. Have I taken the time to share Jesus with my family, friends, and strangers too? Best test here is to go ask them. Go ask them if you spent time sharing Jesus with them. It doesn't have to be in words. It can be by doing loving things and caring things for them. It doesn't have to be words, but ask them. It's building that legacy through time. It's all part of building that legacy. See, the problem here is the hardest thing to hand over to God is our time. Am I right? The hardest thing, it's pretty easy to get your wallet out for most folks and give from your worth and your financial giving, and that's great. But why is the hardest thing to hand over to God is our time? Think about that. When you got up for church today, could you think of about three or four other things you could have done, or stayed in bed maybe was the big one? What do we do with our time? Do we take time to pray? Do we give God the first fruits of our day? Think about that. Do we give God the first fruits of our day, the best part of our day? Do we give it to God, or do we wait till bedtime and go to pray and fall asleep? That'd be me. And that's okay if that's what you do, but I don't do that. But do we honor God? Why is it so hard to give God our time? You know, the church, the Western Christian church, is declining at a rapid rate because I think this may be some of the problem. We don't want to put in the time to build up community and honor God. I think this is a big answer to that question. We don't want to volunteer. Charities are at an all-time low for volunteerism. Churches are in that. Our church is in that. We're at an all-time low for volunteers. It's because people have a hard time giving this up. And we're not giving it up. We're giving it back to the one that gave it to us in the first place. We're giving it back to God. So if you think you're giving something up, you're just giving it back. And it's a way to honor God as you go through that. So life is busy, as I said. I get it. I'm busy. I looked at my schedule. By Thursday, I'll be able to take a breath, I believe. But that's just the way it is. Does that mean I don't have time for God? No way. That means He's embedded all that time, or I won't make it through those days. So we all get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here's how it breaks down. Sleeping 7 hours. I know some of you, if you get 7 hours of sleep, you'd be feeling pretty good. But that's about what I get, maybe. I don't sleep that well. But I get about seven, maybe. Eating 3 hours, I don't know if 3 hours is a good figure, but I'll put it there. Work 8 hours. Some of you work more. Some of you work less. Some of you are retired. You probably work more than you did when you worked before. But 8 hours there for the figure. 6 hours as we go for other stuff, being in front of the screen, whatever you want to do. But here's the stats. The average Christian spends 15 minutes a week in prayer and 3 hours daily in front of a screen. And that's probably, that's like I said, it's an average. Something doesn't seem right, does it? Something's a little askew. That's about 2 minutes a day in prayer. Wow. And 3 hours at a screen. There's some days when I can spend 3 hours in front of a screen. I can. I like TV. I do. But I gotta watch it. That's one of those things that you gotta watch. Nothing bad with TV, maybe some of the shows, but it's the amount of time you spend and what you are leaving out of your life. So is time erode the church of the day? I don't think so. I think the way we spend our time, active or inactive in the church, has eroded the church of today. So I guess in retrospect, it is time that has eroded the church. Is it to a point where it can't be reversed? I don't think so. Just depends on how we spend our time. Are you faithfully serving God with the precious time He has given to us? Good question. Are we serving God with the time He has given to us? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Or all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Are you putting God first? If you remember at the beginning I said about promise keepers, telling me and telling all the men that were at that conference, He's on top. There's a reason for that. Jesus tells us that. That God's on top. Are we giving him the first fruits of our time? The very purpose we have time to spend is because God has given us time. One day he will remove us from this earth and our time here will be over, but we will have eternity in him and through him. But are we honoring God? And is he the first one on your list? Second, are we honoring your neighbor? Are you given the time to get to know your neighbor? Not just your neighbor that lives next door, but your neighbor that's sitting here in the pew right beside you. Are you getting to know them? Are you getting to honor them? Are you given time to yourself to worship the Lord, to honor him? Time. It's a gift. It's the best gift God can give to us without, except for our love and our life in Christ. It's how we spend that time. You see, Jesus leaves within you his legacy. You ever think about that? He leaves his legacy in you. The way you will love one another. The forgiveness in your heart you can have for people that have hurt you. The grace extended to one another. See, this is community. This is the time we spend together that allows Jesus to show through in all of us. It's the legacy he leaves behind in each one of us if we take the time to realize it. Jesus leaves within you his legacy. We recognize that our attributes that are all in you were cultivated by him. Did you ever think about that? Everything you are today, all the things you went through in your life have brought you to the person you are today and the person you will be. But it's all through Jesus. It's in his time and how you use your time in him. And his life is a foundation to build your legacy in him so people see you as a follower of Christ. The more time you spend in Jesus, the more people will see him in you. So do people see Jesus in you? Think about that. When people look at you, do they see Jesus in you? I hope so. A good way to ask someone if they see Jesus in you. I wonder what they would say. Have you taken the time to get to know him? The very one who's given you a life eternal through him. Have you taken the time to know Jesus? Have you taken the time to look in the Bible and read about Jesus? Have you taken the time to pray daily? Have you taken the time? I told Lindsay I was going to mention her today, and I will. It's the Legacy Box. Okay, now Lindsay and her crew, the Kidmin crew, and Lindsay's the director of our Kidmin ministry here at Effort of Church. So the Legacy Box is something that she's come up with, that they give children and their parents this box to put in those special memories of days like their day of dedication and days when they accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior as an adult with those certificates that come with that. But it's more than that. It's a legacy that we leave behind. Those boxes that the children get are really sweet, sweet things. And it's really cool that they'll be able to put those things in there for history's sake and be able to look back on those years from now and remember, well, the babies won't remember, but the parents will remember those days, that day they were dedicated, that day they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that day they got married, the day they got the driver's license, the day they first went to college, the day they get married, the day of their children's birth, you know, the things that they can pack in that box as they go through time is a part of their legacy that they'll leave behind to their children and to all of us that know them. That time that we take to invest in one another and invest in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, pays dividends to the community of Christ. You see, each one of you is a legacy, and we'll call it a box. Each one of you are accumulating these things that people see in you, that people come to you for, that they see Jesus in you. You see, each one of us is a legacy box. God's been packing things into us all these years, and some are really packed full if you're getting older in years. And this is what we're talking about. See, and you, as those folks with the legacy boxes, you guys have the key to open up that box and share it with people around you. Do you ever think about that? You got the key to share the love of Jesus. You got the key to open your heart and show the love of Christ to everyone if you take the time. You took the time to make all those memories, to fill that legacy in yourself. Why not share it with those around you today? Why not share that legacy of whoever you are and the love you have for Jesus with the people around you today? Don't wait until you pass on to eternal life in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Start that legacy now, that your family can see Jesus in you. You don't have to wait. It's great to be able to leave that behind and people say, yeah, he was a great person, great believer in Christ and all that stuff. But start sharing that legacy now. Start building that legacy now. Use your time wisely and honor God with that time you have left on this beautiful earth. Because yes, there's a legacy box, and yes, you have a legacy to leave behind, but it's up to each one of you what that legacy will be. Spend your time wisely. And I'm going to end with this, that I forget her name, Sharon Alden, I think it is. Yep, Sharon Alder. And here's what she says. Carve your name on hearts, not tombstones. Amen to that. A legacy is etched into the minds of others and the stories they share about you. Read that again. Carve your name on the hearts, not tombstones. A legacy is etched into the minds of others and the stories they share about you. Live today in Christ like there is no tomorrow, because you're not guaranteed a tomorrow, but you are guaranteed today. So live your life for Christ. Let people see Jesus in you and live a legacy in Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask your blessing upon this time. God, yeah, we're not guaranteed what's coming, but we are told that today and this time here is the time we have to spend. So God, let us spend it fully. Let us spend it in you. Let us look to you to guide us through our day so we don't waste that valuable gift of time. So God, bless each one and bless us all as we go through this day and this week. In Jesus' name, amen.